the word on the inside, though thy word have I hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. I got the word. It's quick, it's powerful, it's sharper than any two-edged sword. The word of God is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my pathway. The word of God, it pricks, then it shifts. The word of God, it conceals and it shields. The word of God, it protects, it directs. The word of God, put running in your feet, clapping in your hand. The word of God will make you run and ain't nobody behind you. The word of God will make you laugh and ain't nothing funny. The word of God has got me where I am. I wouldn't trade nothing for this, because this is that was spoken by the prophet Joel, that in the last days I'm gonna pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters, I'm gonna prophesy. They're gonna lay hand on the sick and they gonna recover. Just lay your hand on somebody and say, I decree blessings upon your life. I decree health on your life. I decree wealth in your life. Everything around you is going to be blessed. He's going to bless you in the fields. He's going to bless you in the hills. He's going to bless you going out. He's going to bless you coming in. He's going to bless you. Anybody know you're blessed? I'm blessed like that. Tell somebody, I'm blessed like that. I may not have the fancy car, but I've got it to get me to where I need to go. I may not have a city that sits on a hill, but long as I got a place to lay my head, I'm blessed like that. Can I get a witness? I may not have the best job in the world, but as long as I got a paycheck coming to me, I'm blessed like that. Even if it's McDonald's, it's coming to me, it's blessed like that. Even if it's Burger King, I got a check coming, and I'm blessed like that. And anybody knows that you can't stay at Burger King and McDonald's too long. There comes a time when you need a promotion. There comes a time when you get tired of flipping burgers. There comes a time when you get tired of pouring coffee. God says, if you're faithful over a few things, I'm gonna make you ruler over many. Get ready. I don't know who I'm talking to, but get ready. Somebody is getting ready to call you. They speaking your name up. Y'all don't act like I'm talking to you. I said somebody is getting ready to call you. They speaking your name up. Tell your neighbor, the reason why I praise him is because I know I'm going to get a raise. Yes, I am. Who am I talking to? I don't know about y'all, but anyway, you bless me. I'll be satisfied. Can I get a witness? Shout it. Over here, but God told me to tell you that he's getting ready to bring closure to some things things that you had open for about 5 years. I don't know who's over there that's going through something. It may be a court case, but God told me to tell you it's coming to an end. If it's anybody in the house that can say, I know I got some trouble that's coming to an end, tell your neighbor, tell my trouble is coming to an end. This sickness is coming to an end. Children hooked on drugs, it's coming to an end. Folk dogging you out, it's coming to an end. But when it comes, I know how to be faithful. I know how to stay in my place. I know how to be content. I'm not gonna let the devil's devices drag me into something that I know I shouldn't be. But I'm here to tell you, until it comes, I will bless the Lord. And while I'm blessing him, he's working it out. Why don't you tell three people, while you're blessing God, he's working it out. He's working that raise out. He's giving you something that you've been waiting on. While you're praising him, God's giving it to you. God's working behind the scenes. Yes, he is.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Greetings. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
Amen. Thank y'all. I want to say Patrick took it all this morning. Amen. Everything I got, I thank God for him and his ministry. And amen. It's definitely a pleasant addition to the body of Christ. But amen, I'm excited to be here on this morning. Amen. God, you know what? I was talking to somebody, and they said, well, Basil Smith, what you going to preach? You ready? And I had to tell her, I say, I got right now 10 sermons. So I know I can't preach them all today. And so what I do is, in my time, I go over them, and I go over them until God say, that's the one. You know what? And before I ever even meet y'all or come and see y'all, I already done preached it to myself, and it worked for me. Amen. Amen. I wanna stay with the theme of the house today, and Doc has already set protocol first Sunday and second Sunday about how we wanna just thank God for allowing us to make it to 2016. We've been dealing with that all first and second Sunday about how grateful we are and how you know, it was nothing but his grace that carried us, not just from 15 to 16, but from 13 to 14 to 14. And we've been dealing with that all week about how God is good and he has brought us from a mighty long way. Amen. I'm so excited. I'm finna forget to pray. Amen. I did that with little buddy in the hospital. Me and little buddy, we went to see somebody in the hospital, and they said, hey, preacher, you so glad to see me, you forgot to pray. Amen. But I said, I believe in speaking a word. Amen. But let's just for a minute bow our heads in the word of prayer. Father God, we love you. We just thank you for just bringing us out here on today, amen. We thank you for just bringing us into this new year, dear Lord. We thank you for even waking us up on this morning, bringing us out to this place of worship, dear Lord. We thank you for giving us an excited spirit on this morning. We thank you for your word and how it's kept us all through the week. Now we ask that you allow your word to just minister to our hearts on today. Allow it to, this scripture to become alive in our hearts, and we'll give you all honor and all glory. In Christ's name we pray, amen. 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 I'm going to try to contain myself while I get this done. Amen. Y'all be praying for me. Amen. Because, you know, like I say, before it hit me, I mean, before it hit y'all, you know, it went through me, and I done been, you know, washed over and over, and I mean, I done ran around the house, and I done boxed with my, that's what the word do for me. It turns me into a fighter for some strange reason. I don't know. So if you look around my house, you'll see me doing all kind of stuff. That's just the word dealing with me, amen. After I eat it and I consume it, it's the strangest thing you ever seen. Almost nutcase stranger. But I think, you know, I thank God for it, because I'm excited just by reading the word. And there is a word, and it's going to come from, amen, a real scripture from this morning, amen. Deuteronomy, the 9th chapter, 1, 2, 3. She's going to put it up on the screen this morning, but we're going to read it, and then we'll probably go back to the screen before we go and go over it again, amen. It says, hear, O Israel, thou art to pass over Jordan this day and go in to possess nations greater and mightier than thyself. Amen. More established, bigger folk. Amen. Cities great, fenced up to the heaven, walled in. A people great and tall, the children of Anakim, who thou knowest and whom thou hast heard say, who can stand before the children of Anak? Third verse. That's my boxing verse. Understand therefore this. The young people say it with a snap on the finger. Understand this. That the Lord thy God is he which goeth over before thee. As a consuming fire he shall destroy them, and he shall bring them down before thy face. So shalt thou drive them out and destroy them quickly, as the Lord hath said unto thee. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. I hope you don't have to run around like I had to run around. But, amen, here we are. We're dealing with Israel on this morning. And in Israel this morning, after being in captivity and being in exile almost 400 years in Egypt, after this 400-year captivity and exile, some call it slavery, we'll call it that, whatever, exile, slavery, after this 400 years, then they released out of Egypt, and they spend 40 years walking around in the desert, really going nowhere. Really didn't know, I mean, just spent 440 years of folk spent just kind of walking around lost, not knowing who they are. I would imagine that In this time, maybe we had a loss of confidence, a loss of who God is in our lives. And you know what, as we look forward to 2016 and we stay in the month of January, maybe on last year you went through some things. And the year before, you may have went through some things. And those things you did maybe destroyed it. It hurt your confidence. You know, sometimes, and as I read about this scripture of Israel, you know, they walked through the wilderness for 40 years, so they knew God as a keeper. God, he fed them manna by heaven, so they knew that he could feed you. He protected them in the cold. They knew that he could keep them. But sometimes you forget about his power. And sometimes you forget that he can do anything but fail. In our story on this morning, God is making Israel a promise. You can, and I want you to go with it and read it with me, and then we'll talk about it a little. It says, "Hear, O Israel, thou art to pass over Jordan this day and go and possess nations." He made them a promise. These folks have been going through some stuff. He made them a promise that I want you to go and possess these nations. How many of you know, I think God has made each and every one of us in this building this morning promises. Promises that he would love us and he'd keep us. But you know what? God has made us individual promises. You know, when you've been passing by that place over and over and over and God been speaking to your heart, that's your business over there. And you tell yourself, no, not me. Not me, God. That ain't mine. I ain't ready for that. But God, you know, when God speaks that thing into your heart, you just can't let it go. You hold on to it and you hold on to it. But you know what? The enemy always comes in and tell us we ain't good enough. The enemy always come in and tell us you don't have enough education. The enemy always can come and tell us, you know what? People gonna laugh at you. After all God did for the children of Israel, they got to, and they crossed Jordan, and when the Bible said, and I'm running ahead, he told them that they was going to possess nations. I believe that there's greatness in every individual in this place. Look, you know, when we talk about greatness, and I want to, you know, speak on that, everybody ain't got to be president to be great. It's great men and women in this building. You know what? And I said I wasn't going to say this, but you know what? My dad ain't going to never be president. I really don't think he's going to be. He's pastor. That's what he was designed to do. But you know what? Every man in here ought to try to be great. In my eyes, he's great. You be great. You ain't got to be president. You ain't got to be mayor. Just be great. And look, but it says that God told them to go and possess nations greater and mightier than themselves. Cities great, all fenced in. That means God, when the Bible talks about these nations was fenced in, God want to take us, and he want to take us behind doors that traditionally have been closed for us. Amen. He want to take us and do things for us that's traditionally been closed down for us. Young people, he want to send you to places that I ain't never been. He want to take you and do things for you that we ain't never experienced. And he looked over and he saw these people, and he said these great cities and these great people that's all fenced up. That's what you gonna have. Let's hear wall when it says walls up to heaven. Now let's look at their response. It says, and now that's the first verse is God's proclamation. Second verse is their response. A people great and tall, the children of the Anakims, whom thou knowest, and thou hast heard say, who can stand before the children of Anak? Sometimes in our lives, we run into things, and sometimes in our lives, you say to yourself, I can't do it. After all God had did for the Israel, when they crossed the river Jordan, they got there and they looked over and they saw big cities and they saw tall people and they say, I ain't worthy to live there. That ain't for me, God. Even though God had promised them this land, they said, no, not me, God. We ain't worthy. You know what? Then, and the thing about it, the thing that really stood out to me is instead of looking at God, they begin to look at the other people. Let me tell you something. If you had to wait on people to tell you who you were in Christ, you never hear it. If you had to wait on people to tell you what you could be in Christ, you'd never get it. If you had to wait on the individual to tell you, not just in Christ, if you had to wait on the individual to tell you that you could do better in life, you'll never get it. Because you know why people pull you down so much? Because they trying to get what you got. You know, you know what? Folk are generally, I always say, you know, you don't want to get nobody to pray with you. Say, Pastor, come pray with me for a new house. And he say, oh, I want that house for myself. Pastor, come pray with me for a new car. And he says, a Cadillac, I want it for myself. And Pastor, come pray with me for a new wife. He say, what's she look like? Not my pastor, another pastor. You know what? Folk don't want you, you know, a lot of times they don't want to see you get it because they want it for themselves, amen? And if you had to wait on people to wait to give you the approval to tell you that you could have what God says you can have, you'll never get it. You'll be just like Israel. You'll get to that, and you'll cross the river Jordan, and you'll look over, and you'll say, not me. I don't even deserve that. Children, that's why, you know what, you act like that. Sometimes when you go to the schools, you know why you act like that? Because you feel you don't deserve it. You go into chemistry class, and you look in the book, and before you open it up, I can't do it. It's too much for me. Bit off more than I can chew. You ain't gonna say that. Somebody else gonna tell you that. That's what they did. God had brought them from a mighty long way, and they got on the other side, and they looked at that city, and God promised them that city, and they said, who, us? You know what? When I was going over this scripture, I believe it's a few hundred of us in here this morning, but I believe that there are businesses in here this morning that need to be uncovered. I said to myself while I was going through this scripture, I believe that there are politicians in this building who just ain't put their name on the roll. I believe in here that there are people who are going to go and do great and mighty things who just don't eat. But you know what? They need some encouragement as they get to the door. I came today, I'm following protocol. I came today just to encourage you. I came today to encourage you, don't let them walls that you see cause you not to go and not to want to go in. You know, and the thing that I want to, about this scripture is I want you to see it like I saw it. The scripture say when they looked over and that they saw, and they say the people great and tall, you know what? They was defeated before they ever tried.
That's right. That's right. Amen. That's right.
And they never even opened the book, and they already said they couldn't do it. They never even tried to go get the loan, and they said, they ain't gonna give it to me. They was defeated before they ever even went and kicked on the wall. They was defeated. And you know what? They was looking at those people and not looking at God. Amen. Defeated before they ever tried. Yes, right. Hey, and you know what? And I said this to myself. I want to encourage, and especially on you, son, to the young people, the potential is with y'all, but don't leave us out. We got a lot of stuff that God has put in our life that we can do. Amen. Still. And it don't matter about age. There's a lot of things that God has placed in our heart that we can do still. And we can bring value still. But we can't get to the wall and look at higher walls and get turned around. We can't get there and then look at higher walls and be defeated before we ever even tried. The Bible said that they saw those tall people and they just stopped looking at God and they begin to look at those children. And then this is my the last part of verse 2. Read that for us. He say, who can stand before the children of an ox? Man, they put him in the place of God. Mm-hmm. Who can stand before, sometimes we saying, who can tell? I mean, once the bank say no, I ain't going to do that. You know, who can stand before? And they took him and they put him in the place of God. They said, God, who can stand before? And you know what? Sometimes in our lives, we have a tendency to look in it because we're in the flesh. We have a tendency to look at man, and we have a tendency to look in this flesh. And when we look in this flesh, we say to ourselves, who can beat those odds? Who can stand against that enemy? Who can deliver us from all of that? Who can bring us through from all of that? Who can heal our body after all of this? Who can bring us over after all of this? After all we done been through, who can help us after all of this? Who can do it? But you know what? I feel my running thing coming on now. Because you know what? Somebody been in a place where they saying, who can do it? Who can stand against the children of Enoch? Who can stand against? I don't care what you're facing. They saying to themselves, what I want you to do is replace that name by who can stand against God.
That's all right.
Amen. Let me tell you something. If God can bring it through it, he can bring it through it. Who can stand against God? Hey, man, brother, I ain't go over this, but I think about you all the time. Hey, man, I bought an old rusted piece of car one time, and I brought it to my house, and everybody was like, Basil, what is you doing? Hey, man, but I thank God for my brother right here. Hey, man, he said, Basil, we just got to be patient and rub a while. Hey, man. Got to rub all the imperfections out of it. And you know what? As I looked through that thing, the first day I got it, I said, you done lost your natural mind. But I kept rubbing. And the more I rubbed on that thing, the more confidence I got. Not just in God, but in myself. And you know, there's a scripture in the Bible that says, I can do all things. I can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens me. But this is my verse. All those doors in your life that you feel been closed on you, all those places in your life you feel you can't go, listen what God says. Understand this. Understand therefore this. That the Lord thy God is he. We ain't talking about a knock now. We talking about the Lord thy God. Listen what the Bible say. He goes over before thee. That's my running part there now. That's the part that I just, you know, that's the part when you drive by my house, you see me doing things like that. Because you know something? That business that you always wanted, that you feel like it's been closed in your face, listen what it say. The Lord is going before thee. So if the Lord is going before thee, he's sitting back behind the door you think closed and saying, I've been waiting on you all the time. Oh, yeah. Listen to what it says. It says, understand therefore this, that The Lord God, thy God, which goes over before thee. Every storm you faced in your life, every door that's been closed in your life, the Lord saying, I'm already on the other side waiting on you. I'm just sitting here. And you know what? Every door that's been closed in your face, he's on the other side of the door waiting on you. You know what? He just don't want you to give up before you go knock. See, Satan don't want you to knock because he know God is on the inside. And he don't want you to knock. He don't even want you to ask for it. The Bible says if you want wisdom, ask God. He don't want you to ask for it. He don't even want, that's why when the scripture said when they crossed Jordan, they looked over in the land and said, who them tall people? Mm-hmm. Satan don't even want us to ask. And then God is saying, I'm behind that door. So if you're facing a trial in your life, sickness or whatever you're facing in your life, and you say, I can't go through it and I can't go on, somebody on the other side of that sickness saying, I already got it. I got this worked out. And then it says this, it says that once you try, once you say I ain't gonna be turned down, once you try, it don't matter if Southern turn you down. Go to Northwestern. Don't matter. Once you try, he says that he was behind the wall waiting on you. Whatever you're going through, once you try, he's waiting on you. And the Bible says that, I can't go back to that, but the Bible says that you're going to sit in all the people who lock you out, all the people who left you behind, all the people who said you wasn't good enough, all the people who closed them doors in your face. You know what God says, what he's going to do for you? He says he's going to sit there and he's going to let you watch them open the door for you. Listen to what the Bible said. I'm coming to a close. He says that, listen, he said he's going to consume them and he's going to destroy them from within. You ain't got to go in and fight nobody. It's for the Lord. Yeah. And he shall bring down them before thy face.
That's right.
Amen.
Well, you see,
when you go kick on that door, he said, I'm going to sit there and I'm going to let you watch them. Everybody who say you wasn't going to build nothing. Everybody who turned you down in 15, everybody who told you you wasn't good enough in 15, he say 16, you just stand right there. You stand right there.
Uh-oh, the battery gone.
You stand right there, you just, uh-oh, did I do that? I'm sorry, D and Walker. I'm excited because you know what? He said we didn't have to fight. We didn't have to argue with him. We didn't have to do all of that. All we have to do is watch. Right in our face, God's going to bring us out. He said that bring them down before thy face. Anybody ever had somebody who said you wasn't going to be nothing and you wasn't going to make it and you wasn't... Anybody ever had somebody who say you ought to go another way and you ought to do something different? Anybody ever had somebody who told you you ought to give up, clothes, throw in the towel? You think God gonna wait till they die to bless you? You know what? And every time God does that, what he does is he's gonna show you that I'm God and I'm greater than a knock. I'm God and I'm greater than anybody you can face. And the scriptures say, not only are he going to bring them down in your face, thou shalt drive them out and destroy them quickly, says the Lord unto thee. You know what that means? You ain't got to fight.
Amen.
All you got to do, and I tell you, is trust God, apply yourself, and keep knocking. Trust the Lord. And in 2016, you ran through some hurdles in 15. You trust God. You keep knocking. And you know what? Sometimes I said this in my I was sitting back in the kitchen going over this thing. Sometime when you step out on faith, I'm just about closed. When you step out on faith, it's embarrassing as hell. I said it. When you're the first one in your family said, no, I'm going to be something different, it's embarrassing. Because people tie you to, well, Bill, what, that's the Smiths over there off Lincoln, Clinton Street. Now, you know. I tell people all this story all the time. When I finished high school, no guidance counselors came to me. Not one. I graduated from a good school, Ash.
Amen.
And you know what? They told me all the time that when your guidance counselor gonna come to you, tell you about the ACT and get your letter filled out for college. Not one. Not one. Not one. I didn't even, you know, when I went down to Southern University, they was asking me questions. You took the ACT? I don't know. Talk about unprepared. You're going to have to take remedials. I did. Remedial English, I'm talking about down to A-E-I-O-U. Why? Sometimes why? Who said that? People were saying you should have learned that in high school. But you know what? When I read that scripture, it came alive in my life. And every time I see myself going through something, every time I see myself being turned down, I say, okay, God, you can approve this before me. And I'm going to stand back, shut my mouth, and watch your glory. And you know what?
That's it.
Me too, boy, me too. I think I'm going to stand back, hush my mouth, let God do his work. And I'm going to stand there and I'm just going to see the salvation of the Lord. Yeah. As I go to my seat, you know what I want to say? But this works for us. But you know what? I don't want to be on the other end of this. I have to tell you about the other end. Because I don't want to close the door in nobody's faces. I don't want to. Everybody who's telling me, you know what, when people tell you, hey, Basil, I think I want to go, one of these young people was telling me the other day, I think I want to go and live in Chicago instead of saying, I said, good. That way I got somewhere to visit. You got any relatives in Chicago? No. Got any cousins in Chicago? No. How you going to get there? I don't know. But you know what? I said, you're going to go. Every time you get somewhere and you catch the first thing smoking, that's what they used to say. I don't care, but you'll get there. And if you have a made-up mind and you don't look and listen to the enemy, God will bring you through all the time. How many love the Lord? I love him because you know what? When I read this word, when I read that word, I can look in my life and I can see the word at work. I saw doors closed in my face. I saw all of this done and I saw what God says, I'm going to bring your enemies down. So go to my seat. All those guidance counselors who never told me nothing about the ACT, when I go to the basketball games, I shake. Go over to them and I you know what I do? I hug their neck. And you know what they tell me, Miss Shirley? They ain't no joke. I go to basketball games and I see them and I hug their neck and I say hi. They say, you know what? They know they didn't tell me about those things. Let me tell you something. They know they was the one. We never told him nothing. This is my testimony before I go to my seat. I'm out there at the basketball game just like everybody else. I be hip though, but that's why I stick out. I'm walking because I got to get it out. But you know what they ask me? They say, Basil, you know, after they closed them doors in my face, didn't tell me nothing about this. You know what they say, Basil, don't you work in HR? I got to run because I got to get it out of me. And they tell me, they say, Basil, don't you work in HR? I got a little boy. I say, oh, Lord. My son graduating from Tech.
They want a job.
What? And I'm out there saying, you didn't even know me 20 years ago. He did it right in my face. I didn't even have to fight that. You know what? Look. True story.
Yes, sir.
They didn't even know me.
Oh, God.
They didn't give me the paperwork. Don't you work in HR? How you not work in HR? Well, it's all around town. They heard about you. You're the one.
Lord made it known.
My granddaughter just finished from Tech. I want you to look. I'm at a basketball game. I'm trying to get some popcorn. I saw this scripture, y'all. When I thought about this scripture, I thought about my life. Eat this scripture. You'll see your life. Amen. Thank God.
What a word, what a word, what a word. What a word, what a word. We thank God for that word. He's our all in all. We're getting ready to extend the privilege to God, before God, to God, for God. And I want to say this to you very briefly. As I looked into the scripture that Basil had read and analyzed and gave us justice with it, I thought about now. We're celebrating this weekend Martin Luther King's birthday. What did Martin stand for? Was he a devil? Or was he a messenger from God?
That's right.
What they say we could not do, with God, listen, all things are possible.
Amen.
And we only could just look to the hill. From whence cometh what? Our help. Now mind you, the earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof. And the world and all, everybody that's in this world, on this earth, belong to God.
Amen.
When Israel split up and went all over the world, everywhere they settled, they named it after themselves. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Life on this earth started on the continent of Africa, where we are descendants this day, all of us, every one of us, even my brother here from Africa. All of us, not one of us not from there. That's where all life was created. But guess what? I don't care how you've been treated, how you've been talked about, but hear this. Through 42 generations, we preach, we talk, we try to get people to see the light. They wouldn't look at the light, wouldn't obey the light. But one day, after 42 generations, a man came. And when he came, he said, I come to bring life to everyone that what? Believe in Jesus Christ. Then he said, I don't have no respect of person. He that's in me now is greater than he that's in the world.
Amen.
Maybe somebody looking to find Jesus in their life, first of all. You want to have Jesus come in your life. This is your hour. You may want to come to in fellowship, come before in fellowship with Christ in the body of Christ. By Christian experience, baptism, by the word of God through conviction. This is your hour, this is your privilege, this is your opportunity now to come before you, before God and before man, not being ashamed to own the Lord Jesus Christ, but ready to confess him with all your heart. After hearing that word, can't nobody stop us but ourselves. And I'm here to tell you today that only God
is.
son. God is my all and all.
We ought to be able to testify to that. God.
You. We hope that this message has encouraged your heart. We invite you to come worship with us at our Sunday school service beginning at 9 a.m., our morning worship service at 11 a.m., Bible study every Wednesday night from 7 to 8. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, you can write us at 2627 Willow Glen Road, Alexandria, Louisiana. Again, thank you and may God bless you. God bless you. We hope that this message has encouraged your heart. We invite you to come worship with us at our Sunday school service beginning at 9 a.m., our morning worship service at 11 a.m., Bible study every Wednesday night from 7 to 8. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, you can write us at 2627 Willow Glen Road, Alexandria, Louisiana. Again, thank you and may God bless you.